Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I love it, baby. I love it. I love the weather. Give it to me all day. Fall is here. Not technically. I mean, not technically. But, boy, I woke up this morning, Jordana and Dave. By the way, good morning. Good Monday morning.
Adam, good morning.
Carter, Jordana Green, David Josephson. And, it, boy, took the dogs out, and it was cool. And I was a little underdressed for the weather. But that chill in the air reminds me that we're ushering in what is unquestionably the greatest season in Minnesota, that being autumn, fall, call it what you want, September, October, even the early part of November now, the best time of year here in the Twin Cities. And I know everybody out there agrees with me, and go ahead and text me in 651-461-9226. Call or text me and say, you're right, Adam. Fall is the best time of the year, without question.
Good luck. Good luck with that, by the way. Good luck with that, because I am not ready. Fall is a lovely time of year, especially in Minnesota. And thanks to climate change, we're having longer falls. You know, it's staying warmer a little bit later, like you mentioned, even into November. But no, I'm just not ready. I still want to sweat. I still want to be outside. I still want to, I want to schwitz. So, no, fall is not the best time. I am a Leo, so text me at 651-461-9226 and tell them we want never-ending summer.
I think we just got an idea for a T-shirt that we could sell at the fair. I want a schwitz. I want a schwitz.
I need a schwitz. Yeah. Like every 80-year-old Jewish man walking into the JCC, I need a schwitz.
Okay, wait. Jordana didn't answer the question, though, because the question is not, are we ready for fall? The question is fall the best season of the year?
Yes. Which I think she said yes.
I say yes. I say fall is the best season of the year, particularly in Minnesota.
I'm not
ready for it yet. Can
I there's
wait
a reason I like this guy.
Until we get to fall. Winter's second. Summer's third.
You're Mr. Winter.
Oh, wait a minute there. No, no, no.
Yeah, winter second, summer
last.
Third, and then spring. Spring's
you're too young,
last.
Dave. Give it another 10 years.
But
winter will move all the way down to the bottom.
Bone. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I agree with Jordana, though, that I'm not ready for fall yet. Maybe
I'm not ready.
3 more weeks, and I'll be ready.
No, I think that the fall here in the upper Midwest is beautiful. The first of all, it's all about bugs, right? When the bugs disappear, you can enjoy it. You can be outside in the evening. You don't have to retreat indoors at 8 o'clock because the mosquitoes descend upon us. It's nice and cool. You can open your windows. It still gets warm.
Have the bugs been bad for you?
The bugs have been bad. When I've been up north or even in the evening out on the patio, it's about 8 o'clock that they hit. And it's a good half hour that they descend upon you and just suck the living blood out of you.
That happens.
But yeah, I just feel like it's part of that. I think we all kind of look down on, I think we're conditioned to dread fall because why? Because, you know, when we were kids, when we were kids too, it meant, I got to go back to school. It's time to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
But that fall, it's invigorating. I like winter or summer too, in the middle of the summer when it gets hot and warm and you can spend it by the lake. But after a while, the schwitzing, the sweating gets a little old. So I'm fully embracing the return to fall.
I haven't had a bug problem. We go out every night on our on our little deck in the backyard.
Yep.
We have a very small postage sized stamp backyard. And we sit out there. We do make a fire. So maybe that helps a little bit with the bugs.
Fire does help.
But,
yep.
Yeah, we do make we have a little backyard fire pit. So we're out there and the kids are out there almost every night, but it's, I don't get bitten up as much as you do. And my mother once said, she goes, don't worry, honey, you're not sweet enough to get bitten.
This is the one I
grew up with.
There is something to that. I think there's people just put off certain pheromones or whatever it is that bugs are attracted to.
They don't like me.
Well, they like me, man. It's my whole life has been just, and my poor
sweet one in the group.
Young daughter, my youngest Siggy, she must have the same thing because she gets just bitten up by mosquitoes.
Okay.
But here's here's the official show ranking. It's fall first. Let's go summer second.
Oh,
God. We'll go spring third, and winter is fourth. I think that's
fair. I'm not sure how he gets to make the official show ranking.
No, I already...
Being half of one part of Adam and Jordan.
I was the first one to talk.
Wrong.
And David, I'm shocked to hear you say it's not winter, because David is winter.
David's a winter guy. You know, and
he named his kid Winter. I can't believe he's not favorite. He's like gets the snowshoes out and walks to work.
Yeah.
He's mountain man. I can't believe he didn't say winter.
And there's a time. I mean, look, I have an ice house now. I have an ice castle. I can't wait for the lakes to freeze so I can put the ice castle on the lake and do some ice fishing. I'm just saying that those are coping mechanisms. Those are just coping when you're trapped up here. I mean, if I could move south and spend all year in the sunshine and the weather, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Go ahead, David. What were you going to say? Or do we have a call?
Yeah, let's go to Pam, who wants to
agree with me, I'm sure.
No.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I'm on my way home from the cabin. I'm Team Adam.
Thank you.
I love the fall.
Thank you,
Pam. I don't like to sweat. I hate the humidity. Fall is the absolute best time of year.
Pam, you're a fine American. You are a fine American. Thank you for the call, Pam. We got a couple of texts here. Adam, fall's one of my favorite seasons in Minnesota. No question, hands down, Adam. September, October, November, the best months of the year. Yes, fall is best. Low humidity, cooler temperatures, kids are back in school, chili in the crock pot, hot chocolate. I could not agree with Adam more. Autumn is the best season of the year.
God.
Full stop, end of discussion. Fall is for bottom feeders. Somebody texts me. Fall, baby,
guys,
another texter. I love it.
It's Minnesota. No, it's Minnesota. How can we not love the summer? It is so cold here in the winter, and we get that week where you look around and nothing is living.
Yes.
And it's so quiet, you can't imagine even a bug living in Minnesota. And we say to ourselves, why do we live here?
Objection, Your Honor. Leading the witness, you're talking about a different season. You're talking about winter. Don't cloud our vision of fall with your apocalyptic views of middle of winter here. It's not the same.
No. Paddle boards, jumping in the lake, you know, bringing your goggles and your shorts, maybe. I think my boys were skinny dipping the other day in the lake, in the public lakes that you can go to. I mean, my God, it's so amazing here in the summer. And that's when people want to come visit. You know, that's when you don't have to go vacation.
Did you just advocate for public nudity in our lakes around the Twin Cities?
Although the boys did come home from one of our public beaches here and said they saw a girl without her top on.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is not against the law in Minnesota. You are allowed to go topless if you're... We had this discussion a few years ago. Yes, women are allowed to go topless. You are allowed to go topless in Minnesota in public. Yes, you can run down the street topless. Yes,
wow.
It's not even on just beaches.
I got something to do later today. Out of fairness, I'm not reading just the texts that agree with me. I agree with Jordana. Summer is the best. I hate what comes after fall, dreaded winter. That's from Susan. But no, Susan, you're letting it influence. You're letting winter influence you. Just because you know that winter is coming doesn't mean that you can't enjoy fall, which is without question the best season of the year. Why don't we do this? We got some calls coming in. Let's take a break before more people agree with me. 651-461-9226. Fall's the best season of the year. Change my mind. Change my mind or agree with me. That's more with Adam and Jordana on WCCO.
I'm so glad they agree with me. This is so affirming, really, how they're on my side.
Who's that?
Adam's only
Adam's
only 75% right. Well, this person doesn't. Falls. They really don't. I was just trying to gaslight and get everybody on my summer side.
That's you, gaslighter, Jordana Green.
I know, right? I can't lie to you guys. The texts are what they are.
Yeah.
Adam, 75% right. Fall, summer, winter, spring should be the definitive ranking because of the mud in the spring.
Yeah, but spring is renewal. Spring is spring is the time
spring
after winter where I know you get.
But spring's been so wet lately.
Yeah,
so
March wet. And April gets messy, but you know. What do they say? April showers bring May flowers or something like that? I think it's good.
Minnesota's the best because of our four seasons. Oh, here's somebody playing all sides of the court. There you go. I agree with that because we do get a lot of seasons. Spring is the best because of rebirth. That's right. All seasons are great. That's what makes people in the upper Midwest energy, hardworking, happy. We can complain about something every season. Yeah, that's true. We can complain.
Somebody says pumpkin spice. Ugh.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice running in my veins and rolling in piles of crisp yellow, orange, and red leaves. No mosquitoes, fall sweaters. Bring on the fall.
Okay, don't judge. Don't judge people's love of pumpkin spice. We do have a caller on the line who probably definitely wants to agree with me. Tom's in Minneapolis. Tom, summer's the best, right?
Not a chance. Fall with football, Gopher football, yeah. I'm a Gopher season ticket holder. And today with the chill, I pulled out my long sleeve tee that shows the Gophers winning the Axe 23-13 last November.
Yeah.
Gopher football.
Tom, thank you. Gopher football isn't one of my top reasons for enjoying the fall, but football season, man, it's football season in the fall. Crock pots, slow cooking, flannel. For guys who have if I were like svelte and Mr. Washboard abs, I'd love summer too, because I'd walk around without a shirt on all the time. But for the bigger guys, for big dudes like me, we welcome fall to put on the big baggy flannel to cover our bodies. So that's
and eat those Grundhoffer's meats without.
Oh boy,
Oh,
let me tell you something. That's coming up in my best and worst of the weekend. By the way, segment's coming up next. That has a lot to do with. So I'm going to save the Grundhoffer's talk for that. But I just feel like. I don't know, man. It's just like
I get you.
Crisp sunshine, even golf. You know, I know the golfers like say, "Oh, you want summer." I love golfing in the fall. If I'm forced to golf, I don't really love golfing at all. But if I'm forced to golf, I want to do it in the fall. You know, you wear a pullover. It's kind of the quad zip pullover. I love it. Come on.
And that's fine. So you like fall. I like summer. We don't have to fight about it. Winter kills the spiders and the bugs, someone says. Also drives away the riffraff back to Chicago and Detroit. There you go. This one says, I'm Team Jordana. Always sad to see summer end. I know. And summer, I guess summer holds a special place for me. It's my birthday. It's my girls' birthdays. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of celebrations in the summer. People come to visit me because nobody comes to. I'm from New Jersey. You know, it wasn't this snowy in New Jersey growing up. They're just not used to it. So people come to visit me in the summer. Not so much this summer, but my family came, which was nice. So it's and they're always like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful here. Like sometimes we'll get invited on a friend's boat or something. Oh, this is an amazing lifestyle. Oh, look at this lake. This is. Yeah. And I was like, yes, it's
beautiful here for 3 weeks. Yeah, I can enjoy it. You're here for the 3 weeks. It's beautiful. Yes, come back in February. Right. See how you like it then.
And we do all the good stuff, like all the touristy stuff that's outside. And it's always beautiful. And they're like, wow, this is paradise. I'm like, yes, it is for a few months, and then we have winter. And you don't get invited in winter because I don't want to hear you complaining about my great state.
Nobody wants to come here
in the winter. Yeah, right.
Got another phone call. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
This show should be called Jordana and the Two Frauds. I mean, honestly, you two act like every day in the fall it's 72 and there's a zephyr and the sun's out there. A lot of the fall, it's 41 degrees and it's sleeting. Let's review your summer issues. Because you smell awful and bugs are drawn to you, that's your issue. Cologne, Brute, whatever you need to do.
No, that makes it worse.
Inspiration issue, so the bugs are drawn to you. Come on, tell the truth.
High karate. It's high karate that the mosquitoes love. No, see, this is this is a golfer's mentality that he calls in with. Like, oh, he's got to have it nice and warm for the golf. No, fall is great. Just because you lose your ball because the leaves are on the ground, use orange balls.
Well, Chad only does one thing outdoors. So
that's not true.
Yeah, it's a golfer's review only.
It is true.
No,
it is true. Yeah. Name one other thing you do outside. Other than
biking,
golf.
Walking.
Okay.
I run
great
I
fall activities.
What, a triathlon? Suddenly we got Greg LeMond on the line. No.
I ran a triathlon this morning, and I'm still prepping.
Okay.
Yes. I was in Duluth this weekend.
Great city.
It was the upper 50s and rainy.
Heaven.
Oh, no.
Well, without the rain, but I mean, upper 50s? No. That's what you're getting on the North Shore, though.
You want it to be hot in Duluth? No.
Yes,
absolutely not.
Yes. So,
Chad, you'll be proud of me. You know, my husband is an avid golfer, so he made us watch the FedEx Open yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to watch
any of this. Good drama, yeah.
But yeah, at the end of it, they had to do like, I don't know that much about golf, you know, this sudden death. And I think they played the 18th hole like two or three times. And then they went to back to like the third hole. And everyone in my family was invested in it because obviously we had watched for so long, we had to see the culmination of it. But it made me love it and hate it more because, again, there was drama. There was actually something to watch and it was very tense. But holy crap, those last forever. I was like, just hit the ball in the cup and let's be done with this. So it was interesting last night. Got the whole family involved.
Well, the way they played, it was the 11th hole they went back to. I thought it was, I was out playing with Carter. I mean, they both were hitting in the water. They were on the rocks.
Yes.
It was great.
It was fun,
an example, I only saw the playoff because I was out for a lovely bike ride.
See? Enjoying
and it was 75
summer.
And perfect. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he just told you earlier, because he's heard me say this over and over again, part of the reason why I don't like fall is the worst season of all comes winter. And then when you mention spring, and you're right, it rains every day in the spring. Mm-hmm. He goes, it's an awakening. It's about what's coming
friends.
Next. So wait a second. If fall is just about fall, spring has to be just about spring.
Yeah.
All right. If
spring is too wet lately.
Yeah, but
climate change.
Well, you just said it was perfect yesterday because it was 75. Guess what? That's September. It was September yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's why it was perfect.
You think this is our debate forever. You think every day in September, September is borderline not fall. Let's just be honest.
Changing the rules, moving the goalposts.
Are really fall.
Trump's attorneys are on the phone. Trump's attorneys are on the line. Well, you know, we turned the documents over, but you didn't say you wanted that document. Okay.
Chad, what's coming up today before we let you go?
We classified the seasons. Okay, let's go. December, January, February, March, that's winter. Spring is April. May, June, July, August, September, that's summer.
Yeah. Okay. You're adding months to make your season better than it really is. Honestly, what a con man.
Jim, if I have to be with any of you three, and I'm with Jordana, I know I'm in good shape.
Better call Saul on the phone, like Jimmy McGill. Get him out of here. It's 9:30.
Thank you, Chad.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Okay, we're moving on. Best and worst of the weekend. Jordana already tweeted a picture, a lovely picture, although I'm a little concerned about that cake. It looks like it's...
Yeah, it was really on fire.
There's a lot of flames there, okay? So go check out... at Jordana WCCO, we're doing best and worst of the weekend. What were your highlights from the weekend, either in your life or in news world? What was the worst? What's making you shake your head on this Monday morning? Best and worst of the weekend, your calls, your texts, 651-461-9226. Back after this.
Best and worst of the weekend, we want to hear it. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226, call us and text us. You can complain, you can bitch and moan, or you can tell us something that was fantastic. We are here for it all. I would have loved to go to the Def Leppard, Poison, even Motley Crue, but Joan Jett concert.
Yep.
But our own Ross Rahalia was there, so he's going to be joining us at 11. Is it 11:05?
11:05. You are correct. Yes, he will pull no punches.
No, his tweets about it were hilarious, and I'm looking forward to hearing him say that. But my actual best, if I can jump in
start here. Absolutely.
We see your text. It was baby girl's 15th birthday.
Oh.
So my youngest is now 15, and she's back from camp, and it was an absolute blast. Of course, we had to share her with her friends because she's 15, so she is a ghost in this house because teenagers, you know.
They come
and
go.
We got her... You know, we have cake for breakfast on our birthdays, and her dad came to have dinner with us last night. So it was just a really nice family. We got her some cute presents. So it was just a fun birthday, and so happy to have my three humans home with me because this is one of the first times all summer because they've all been traveling. And I did tweet out and I Instagrammed out a picture. If you can see it on Insta at Jordana Verde. The cake, which we ate outside because there were no bugs and we loved it and it was a beautiful night, did get a little heavy on the firepower with the candles because my husband put out 50.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Candles on it, and it wasn't a very big cake.
Were these candles or Roman candles? Because I'm looking at that photo on the flame level on that. Yes. I was a little concerned. Yes. I was a little concerned for your daughter there. She didn't get too close and burn off her eyebrows.
Well, they are flammable. They are. Once when we were lighting the menorah for Hanukkah, my other daughter, she has curls, it went on her hair, and
really?
She went on fire.
Oh,
yes,
geez.
And it was, she was a young, you know, maybe 5 or 6,
scary.
And it was terrifying.
Oh,
and
God.
As a mother, this is one of those, like, mother lifting the car off the baby moments. I took my bare hands, and I clamped them on the both sides of her head because her curls were in flames. I clamped them on the both sides of her head, and I lifted her from her head because she was standing on a step stool. You know, to light the menorah, it was high up, and I put her on the ground. And before we could realize what was happening, I took my hands off, and I was not burned, and she was a little singed. Her hair was a little singed, but thankfully she wasn't, like, it wasn't on her skin. It wasn't anything. The flames got put out by my hands, and so I'm always a little leery about the girls' hair around fire. They are flammable.
I would say that sounds like an act you could take on the road. Yeah. Putting fire out with your bare hands. Jordana the Magnificent.
No,
Jordana
no,
the Magnificent. Just putting out fires with her hands. No, that's
so
that's instant kicks in. Yeah, like you don't care
instant.
About your own hands. It's just like, oh, my God, my kid is on fire.
She was on fire. So Ruby survived the birthday cake. Don't worry.
Good. All right. And the cake was good. By the way, commend to you that your ex-husband was there to celebrate and everybody. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's wonderful.
Right.
I wish more families were like that and could
thank
do that.
You. Yep. That takes the pressure off the kids.
100%.
You know, they don't have to worry about who they share it with, and we get along great. So it was just the six of us, you know, my immediate family, and Jonathan joined us. So it was great.
A couple texts.
What about you?
A couple texts of the week before I get to that. Best of the weekend, live music, Saturday, the last waltz at Como Pavilion. That's I wanted to, they just show them. Last Waltz,
nice.
By the way, is magnificent. That's the band's final concert that was directed by Martin Scorsese. Then Sunday, Joan Jett shredding at U.S. Yes. Bank Stadium. That's Tubby from Northeast. Another one, best of the weekend, having our grandson over for adventures to Fort Snelling, a walk in Anoka, family picnic. Worst of the weekend, never enough time. Ain't that the truth? That's from Paul in Coon Rapids. What about you, Dave? Best and worst of the weekend? You got both, or you're always a positive guy, so I'm sure you'll come out with just, well, you know, my family and I hiked up to Mount Kilimanjaro, and we came back. And
oh, that sounds great. Can I do that? I have a best and a worst. My best is easy. My wife and I celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary over the weekend.
Mazel tov.
We shipped the kids off to my mom's house and had a really nice evening in St. Paul. So that was really fun.
Good
and, you know, we had, I'll spare you all the details, but I had a bunch of things planned, and we ended up, we brought, like, a couple of hammocks with. We have hammocks you can just hang from a tree. We ended up sitting in Mears Park.
Did you
just
say hammock?
Hammock?
Hammock.
Nope.
Hammock?
Hammock.
Hammock.
Hammock. Okay, that's a different thing.
Hammock.
My wife and I, no, the reason I stopped him, because my wife and I fight about this all the time. She says hammock, and I say it's a hammock.
It's a hammock. Yeah, you guys are wrong. Sorry.
So we're sitting in these, whatever you call them, in Mears Park in downtown
whatever
St. Paul.
All those things that hang between trees.
We're sitting by a patch of flowers, and it says, there's a little sign there that says, you know, this garden cared for by Mark. We're like, oh, that's interesting. Oh. And there's nice flowers there, and we're sitting there and having a little snack in the what am I supposed to say? Hammock?
Hammock.
And a guy comes up and says, hey, are you enjoying the flowers? I go, yes, we are.
Is
are
it
you
Mark?
And he goes, yes, I am.
Mark.
I'm like, that's all fantastic.
Right.
And he spent 5 minutes telling us about the flowers, and he lives adjacent to the park, and that's part of the deal. He can have a little patch, and he cares for the flowers there. So that was kind of a sneaky, fun moment of our
okay,
weekend.
Wait a minute. Wait, I got to ask. Were you really interested in what Mark was telling you about the flowers? Or after a while, were you just like, okay, Mark, my wife and I are here trying to get something done in this hammock.
I was interested for three minutes.
Yes,
and then
I don't
like,
need to
okay,
know about the hydrangeas. Hydrangeas, keep them moving. I don't know. They look great, but, you know.
Stop it, you two. Thank you for Mark. We love Mark.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, and then the worst of the weekend is I was looking forward to the Lynx winning one of their two games, and all they needed to do is win one out of two over the weekend. They would have gone to the playoffs, continued their streak, and I was excited about cheering on the Lynx for a little playoff run here, and they ended up losing last night, and they are done for the season. Sylvia Fowles' career is over, so that was a bummer over the weekend.
651-461-9226. Texts and calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Got a couple more texts. Best, finally being able to have great friends come up and spend some time at the cabin with us. Worst, having such cool weather that we couldn't enjoy water activities. Great for getting chores
Adam,
done.
Don't wish for fall.
Yeah, but this is perfect opportunity to sit around the fire, you know, with a flannel on. I don't know. I think
I don't know.
Okay, so on that note, I'm going to say best of the weekend. I'm going to piggyback on what Dave was just talking about because I, too, watched the Lynx yesterday. And actually, they were down by, like, I think 19 points at one point in the third quarter. And they actually made a game of it, including Sylvia Fowles and the Lynx trying to make a push, closing the gap. I think they got it to, like, 6 points. But they did lose. But it was very heartwarming to see Sylvia Fowles. You know, they symbolically substitute her out of the game at the very end so everybody can give her a standing ovation. And it was great because you could tell lots of emotion when she's hugging Cheryl Reeve and the rest of her teammates. But you could hear, I don't know, she must have been mic'd up. We could hear the conversations between her teammates. And it was just very emotional, and they're saying, I love you, you're a great teammate. So that was one of the best of the weekend. And, you know, for people like me, you know, men who just, it's women's basketball, what do I care about it? It was very touching. It was great to watch. So bravo and congratulations to Sylvia Fowles on a wonderful career. Best of the weekend. Also, you mentioned that golf yesterday. The golf was great. It was high drama.
That was crazy.
The St. Jude Classic. It was the. It's part of the PGA Tour's playoffs. The FedEx playoffs. So it was great. It was a high drama to watch that. Best of the weekend. I went up to Grundhoffer's. Loaded up on all these new kinds of bacon. So I cannot wait to try all these new kinds of bacon. Henry Lake texted me says. Mm-hmm. How good is the bacon, man? I got to get up there. I said, Henry, get up there. You won't be disappointed. But we also had some ribs. So yesterday spent the day smoking some ribs on the Weber old school charcoal grill. Oh, they were delicious. The only problem with that, though, because it was kind of windy yesterday, even just briefly spending time around a charcoal grill, I smelled like a charcoal pit for the rest of the day. Even last night, I had to actually get up and take a shower before I could go to bed just because I was smelling so like a charcoal pit. So
thank God.
That's a downfall there.
Yeah. Well, there are worse things to smell like.
That's right.
Especially Grundhoffer's bacon.
Ribs were delicious.
The ribs.
Oh, I love ribs.
Right.
Best of
Let's
the
read a couple of more of these before we head out. We went to see Sweat at the Guthrie on Sunday. First visit in several years. Wonderful. Went to Tiffany's and Highland afterward to eat and watch the Vikings. Won $500 on a pull tab. That's from Mark.
Nice.
All right.
That's
Mark,
a good
well
pull.
Done.
That's a
well
good
done.
Pull. Yeah.
Yeah. Best bocce with friends in the park. Worse, back to Trump and the news all the time.
Yeah.
It's Twitter was exploding with Trump news. I try to stay away from news if I can on the weekend.
Sorry about that you were attacked by that. Yep.
And I like this one. Step right up. See Jordana put out live flames with her asbestos hands. Her hothead children are all alive. Great act for the Midway.
I think we got a state fair gig. Come on. Let's go step right up. I could be the carnival barker, you know.
Right?
Come on.
Start setting them on fire
then
putting them out. Sure. That sounds great.
9:48. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back to got more texts coming in. Best and worst of the weekend. You want to join the conversation? We'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226, 9:48. Adam and Jordana on CCO. 9:53. That is your Lindus Construction time check. Time to invest in energy efficient Marvin Infinity from Marvin Windows. Got a couple responses on Twitter. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Jordana WCCO or at AC830. Chris, my former boss from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, texting me a photo of her and her two sons who are like huge now. And I remember her oldest son was just a little kid when I worked over there. So that ages me. Thanks a lot, Chris. And then Arliss responded to your tweet. It was my birthday. Family got together to help me start the next decade. Celebrating with family made it easier. Happy birthday.
Yes. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Sometimes you can't always make the birthdays like, you know, fireworks all day, but, you know, hanging out with family, that's really beautiful. We have a very packed show
coming up.
It was fun to sort of ease into Monday, and we appreciate all your best and worst. It's part of our favorite show, part of our favorite segment of the week. But, yes, we are going to be talking about the Inflation Reduction Act because Pete Najarian is joining us at 10:50. Also, the New York Times has a big story about monitoring employees which is fascinating. You know, when you're working from home, right. David has an experience about that because he's got a work computer. So people are monitoring their employees, even like hospice workers are being monitored. And we want to know if you are being monitored. So we're going to take some calls on that
too. Yeah, this isn't, you know, like your employer's physically checking up on you. This is actual software that they can implement using whether you are not actually on your computer doing the work you should be doing. And they use it to measure you. There's one instance in this article I was reading where some employees were getting, they measure each. So like you and let's say your friend in accounting, they measure you together saying, oh, he was on the computer more than you or he was doing more work. And that obviously led to a little backlash saying, wait a minute, because people are like, well, I'm talking to customers and that necessarily doesn't involve me on the computer. And that wouldn't register, so that's work. Why isn't that being registered? Also, Pete Najarian coming up at 10:08 on the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a lot of confusion as to, okay, well, how is this going to actually reduce inflation? There's a lot of people arguing that in the short term it's really going to do nothing. So lots of questions surrounding that as well as we move through.
And I was shocked at the gas prices that David found because he's planning a road trip with his family. And looks like there may be hope on the horizon. I'm not going to tell you what the number was, but David found some unbelievable prices, which, again, make us think, okay, maybe we're turning the corner on this. Maybe the inflation is getting stemmed. Maybe, I mean, I'm always optimistic and hopeful and futuristic. So we're going to hear from David on what he found, where he found it. And hopefully that's a canary in a coal mine for the rest of us, because that would be amazing.
Right. I mean, gas prices are coming down, but also, you know, if you just look at demand too, right? I mean, it's like people drive more in the summertime. And if summer's winding down, which we just talked about earlier, then people are going to be driving less. So I think prices reflect that. So it's really kind of a pretty good example of supply and demand. We'll wrap up the hour here. A couple more texts for best and worst of the weekend. Spent it on a beach on Lake Erie in Erie, Pennsylvania. Nice. I've never been on Lake Erie. I've always wanted to go to Lake Erie. Beautiful weather, upper 70s, and the lake, Lake Erie, is like a bathwater. Best of the weekend, spent part of Saturday at the Minnesota Zoo with family members. The kindness of strangers is still alive and well. They didn't get into it, but thankfully, I mean, that's, you know, it's tough not to get dragged down with how things are going in society nowadays. So maybe that's why, like when you see a random act of kindness or you see somebody kind to somebody else, it stands out so much more. It shouldn't. We should be kind to strangers and we should see it more and be appreciative of it more. But for some reason, it just stands out a little more.
Can I actually share something about that? There is a woman, Sherry Faylink, who made me a prayer shawl when I was at Mayo, and she was amazing. She dropped it at my house. I touch it every day. So, Sherry, you're amazing. She was making one for somebody else and needed help with knitters. She reached out to me. She said, Jor, can you send out an all call? I need more knitters. I did so on Instagram. People reached out to her. Another woman knitted for 8 hours and helped her out with the shawl. And she says, now I'm going to finish it in time because I think the woman is going to surgery or being admitted. Yes. And that just warmed my heart so much.
Beautiful.
So, Sherry Faylink, you are incredible. And all of the knitters that helped her, thank you for making me believe in humanity.
Texter says the Inflation Reduction Act already working. We'll find out. Pete Najarian is next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.